My name is Mike Elgin, and this is my Food and Technology Podcast number 20. My guest this week is restaurant disruptor Stas Matvienko. Here comes the FatCast. Grabbing a quick lunch at a busy restaurant puts you at the mercy of ordering and payment processes from the Spanish Inquisition. Now a startup called Allset is using technology to get you in and out in 30 minutes. Here's my conversation with Allset founder and CEO, Stas Matvienko. Stas Matvienko, welcome to the FatCast.
Hi, Mike.
Now, you're the founder and CEO of Allset. Tell us what Allset is and what your company does.
Allset is an app that actually allow you to pre-order your lunch at a great restaurant and pay in advance. So when you arrive at the restaurant, you will have your lunch served within 5 minutes on your table. And all you have to do is just eat and you're free to go. So basically, we allow you to have your lunch at a great restaurant in under 30 minutes.
Everybody hates being held hostage. And of course, in the United States, when you typically go to a restaurant, you have to get the waiter's attention, then they bring the check, and then you give them the credit card and they vanish, and then they come back and then you sign it. You have to wait for it. So it's a big pain in the neck. And it sounds like you are working to solve that problem that I think we all have. Now, you started out with an app, right? And I believe in San Francisco. But you now have a bot. Are people using bots yet in any significant numbers? How does your app and bot usage compare?
Yeah, so you're right. We started with an app, and we recently launched a Facebook bot that basically doing the same as an app, just allowing you to do the same without installing the app. We created that because we're focusing on B2B customers. We work with big corporate clients that feed their employees through our app, and they just don't want to force their employees to download our app. So we created a bot that actually can easily allow you to order your lunch through Messenger. You can just simply follow instructions that and reply questions that bot asks, and then after within the same 2 to 3 minutes, you will get your lunch in the restaurant prepared for you. We made it because it was much easier to create a bot than create a website. But anyway, right now we're also working on a website. So we will be able to fully provide service for everybody, having an app, bot, and website.
So how many users roughly do you have for your bot?
Yeah, so actually, comparing bot and app, bot is actually really popular all around the world. But taking into account that we have restaurants right now only in San Francisco and New York, we have around 5 to 10% orders coming through the bot. And I think bot is great for people just to play with and to try first time. But if they want to experience, if they want to have full experience and to make it a little, like, if they want to have everything ready and they want to make it through TOPS, not through writing a text, they will then use the app. But definitely, first, it's much easier for people to become a first user to the bot because it's so easy. And it's so easy to promote as well. You're just sharing a link and people can start exploring that. So, but definitely after first time, people just still prefer to use apps. And I think it's because just it's still too early for bots. And but definitely some bots, like maybe just because our bot has a lot of stuff inside. Like you have to choose what you want, when you want, choose a picture for your meal, like which meal you want to have on your lunch. And it's kind of really a little long. It takes time for you to choose, like to reply and to pick. And it's right now much easier to do through the app. And that I think that's why. But definitely, like for the first time and to explore what Allset is, it's much easier for people to start with bot.
And are you working on other platforms? Like, are you going to jump on the Google Assistant, or are you working on, like, say, an Amazon Echo bot?
We currently working on try on the Slack bot that
okay,
because as our focus is like big companies and most of them using Slack inside to communicate, we want to be really closer to that process. And Slackbot, we think Slackbot can be really popular within our clients. But we also like exploring other platforms, and we think that the bot we have on Facebook can easily be implemented to any platform.
Because it just so people listening can understand how this works, can you take me through a typical lunch? Okay, I'm on Facebook Messenger, and I bring up the bot and I tell it that I want to order lunch. Then what happens after that?
Ordering through bot, basically the same as ordering through the app, but much easier and faster. So you're just choosing the area you are interested to have lunch in, and the bot will offer you restaurants in that area, nearest restaurants. Then you choose the restaurant that you're interested to have lunch. Yeah, then bot will offer you 10 top positions with pictures, and you just choose whatever you like. You often choose any add-ons and sides for your lunch. After that, you just mention how many people you need a table. If you're a new user, it will ask you to connect your credit card or any payment card. And then after you are ready to go, the bot will tell you that your order is confirmed, and when you will be at the restaurant, just tell your name and they will serve you within 5 minutes.
Can people use the app together, like two or three people all collaborate on picking a restaurant and that sort of thing?
So collaborating on picking the restaurant is not what we're providing right now. You have to choose the restaurant by yourself, or like verbally, not through the app or through the bot. But the bot and the app allow you actually to invite friends or people you want to have lunch with to join your table at the restaurant, and they will be able to choose whatever they want at the restaurant, and the restaurant will see you at the party. And we can allow to have a party up to 6 people, and each person can pay separately. And if you're a corporate account, you can pay for any of your clients you invited to have lunch with.
Nice. Now, of course, the restaurants have to participate in all of this. How do you get restaurants to participate? Do you go out restaurant by restaurant and basically sign them up? How does that work?
Yeah, for us, when we just started, we were doing it offline through sales, going door by door, because it's kind of new solution for restaurants. Nobody done it before, and we were telling restaurants how it's going to work and that we're going to launch it. And we're going to work with big companies that are going to feed their employees at your restaurant. And we got pretty great interest from great restaurants like Lamar in San Francisco. It's one of the best restaurants, I think. Mm-hmm. And so we got near 20 restaurants before launch through offline sales. And then after we launched, we got some great PR and mentions in media. So that allowed us to generate great word of mouth. It was then easier for us to acquire restaurants online. And right now, 90% of our restaurants signing up online on our website. And all we do is just, we have in each city, we have general manager that do trainings for restaurants and show them, like train them on how they should serve customer and how to make it really great and easier for people to have lunch.
How many restaurants do you have on board now?
We currently work with more than 200 restaurants in San Francisco and New York. Most of them from New York. It's much bigger market for us. However, we just recently started expanding into other cities, and we're also receiving much more applications from other restaurants. And we think that till the end of this, after winter, we'll be able to have more than 500 restaurants in San Francisco, New York, and Chicago.
So it's obvious what the benefit is to customers, because they can just go in and eat faster. They don't have to wait. They don't have to pay. They don't have to do all that stuff. How does Allset benefit restaurants? What's in it for the restaurants?
Yeah, there are a lot of benefits. First of all, the most important one is that we actually bring people in the restaurant, and it's not a takeout. It's actually full, like, restaurant can show full restaurant experience for our customers, and most of our customers, like 99% of our customers, will be like regular customer at the restaurant, because they usually comes from a business and they most likely will go to that restaurant to have lunch almost every day. So that's the first great benefit. Then, as customers spend less time in the restaurant because they already ordered it, paid, and all they need to do just arrive, have their food, eat inside, and go out within, in average, 30 minutes. That increases table turnover for the restaurant at least 2 times. So each table in the restaurant can serve more people. And the last one is that restaurant doesn't need to provide any discounts to acquire that customers. And restaurant can really show great experience, so people will enjoy the experience and they will be happy to come back, not just for lunch, but for dinner or for other times. And also all our orders, they're already tipped at least 15%. So staff and waiters really like working with us, and that guarantees that our customers will receive exceptional service.
Are you saying that the tip is included in the price automatically when people use Allset?
So it basically includes at least 15%. This is the minimum amount of tip. And when you're done your lunch, the app will ask you, how was your experience? And you can increase that tip if you want. But yeah, the tip is at least 15%. However, if you really didn't like the service, which is rarely happen, we just give credits for next time.
And do you take a cut of the payment, or how do you monetize?
So it's totally free for users and for companies. We just charge restaurants 10% from your orders, and we just take it from subtotal, not including tips or taxes.
I read somewhere that you launched a bar called the Hashtag Bar. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. So when we were working at actually on our third product, it was mobile payments, we actually wanted to be more involved in the industry and to know much more, like if restaurants actually have that problem that we want to solve. So we decided, so we had a great office in the center in Ukraine, in Kyiv, and we rented it with other companies, like our friends, and we had one room that was facing the main street. A lot of people were passing by, but nobody wanted to have office in that room. So we decided just to create a small bar there. And for us, it was really great experience just to see, to wear a hat of restaurant owner. So we created that bar within a few months. We created that especially just for us and for our friends. But for the first opening date, we had for the first opening day, we had so many people there, so it became one of the most popular bar in the city. And it's still right now one of the popular bar in the city.
Fantastic. And if I ever make it to Kyiv, I'll definitely check it out and go check out the Hashtag Bar. Stas Matvienko, I want to thank you so much for coming on the FatCast.
Thank you very much.
I want to hear from you. Email your ideas and feedback to mike@elgin.com. Thanks for listening to my weekly food and technology podcast, and don't forget to share it with your friends. My name is Mike Elgin. There goes the FatCast.